بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In a hadith reported by Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, من سطله أن يستجيب الله له عند الشدائد والكرب فليكثر الدعاء في الرخاء. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that if you want Allah to come to your assistance and to answer your du'as when you are going through adversity, problems and troubles in life, then make a lot of du'a to Him while you are enjoying prosperity in your life. If you want, Allah will assist you in moments of difficulty, and every human being must at some point in his life experience difficulty and experience some problem and adversity. We ask Allah for afiyah. We ask Allah not to test us, but inevitably this is Darul Imtihan. We are in a world wherein we are going to experience losses and tests and trials and tribulations. And at that moment, you turn to Allah. Naturally, people turn to Allah in that moment. But there is a response time from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you want a quick response time from Allah, if you want Allah to respond to you quickly, you raise your hands, you make dua to Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provides relief for you. That response time depends on how much and how often you make dua to Allah when you were living a good life. The more you make dua to Allah then, during your prosperity and during your happiness and during your joy, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will answer you quicker during your moments of difficulty and hardship. It's like we say, you know, you must put away or save some money or some amount for a rainy day, because in the future you might experience a rainy day, you know, you have some money or some funds that you could access and you could draw assistance from. Similarly, the dua that you make during your moment of prosperity and happiness, generally people forget Allah during prosperity and happiness. The dua you're making then, it's like your investment for a rainy day. When you experience a rainy day and adversity in your life, you can easily access that what you have put aside for those days. May Allah grant us understanding.